Recent court decisions have affirmed that same-sex marriage is now fully legal in California and recognized as legal by the federal government, at least in those states where it is now permitted. But what exactly does that mean for those couples? A panel of three legal and accounting professionals will begin to sort that out in Sebastopol tomorrow night. One crucial factor, says Sebastopol estate planning attorney Tate Burney, is where you live.
Here in California now, we are a state that recognizes your marriage. So if you live here in California, we can now tell you fairly definitively all of the rights and responsibilities that you're now going to be able to take advantage of under state and federal law.
But as soon as another state with different laws becomes part of the equation, things quickly become far more complicated, adds CPA Linda Shear.
If you are married in a state that recognizes same-sex marriage, let's say California, and you move to a state that does not recognize same-sex marriage, let's say South Carolina, you are still considered married with all the benefits and rights for federal purposes. But for South Carolina purposes now, that's a huge question.
Kina Crocker, the third member of the panel, practices family law, specializing in LGBT issues. Now that marriage is legal for same-sex couples, she points out, so is divorce.
Same-sex couples who were registered domestic partners and had a retirement account that needed to be divided in a divorce often faced penalties and taxes that wouldn't necessarily be there if they were recognized at the federal level as spouses. And now that they are, those same-sex married couples basically have it easier through the divorce process because they're treated just as any other heterosexual married couple.
But working out property settlements and support agreements can be more complicated, Crocker notes. Another changing area involves the long list of federal spousal benefits. That's something that Bernie is watching.
Now we have access to federal benefits like Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, pension benefits, VA benefits, as well as all the rules that are governed by federal law. So, for example, in the context of employment benefits, federal law governs things like employee spousal benefits, pension benefits, and now those federal laws say those benefits must be extended to same-sex married coupled spouses.
These are important matters where the applicable rules and policies have been fluid, says CPA Shear. So even professionals have had their hands full keeping up with them.
One of the reasons we're doing this panel presentation is to educate the community about what has now changed in terms of rights and responsibilities. And for tax purposes, getting people to understand that their taxes may very well be going up because of a marriage penalty.
And the changes are continuing, adds Crocker, so that even if death and taxes remain inevitable, the documents that prepare for them will probably need to be updated periodically.
It's just an unmanageable system at this point, having different laws at the federal level versus state levels and states being different from each other and people moving from one state to another. Things are changing. The legal landscape will be changing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.